Welcome to the Gifted to Give podcast. I am Brother Gian. If you're new to podcasting, you're in the right place. I can't wait to share to all of you how wonderful God is as we celebrate the 500 years of Christianity in the Philippines. Good day, listeners. We have once again Monsignor Achilles Dakay as he will preach and teach to us the good news of the gospel for this Sunday,
October 1, 2023.
We have a great number of listeners, downloads, and interactions. We at Gifted to Give Podcast would like to thank everyone for their support.
We are blessed to have our sponsor for our podcast, Podmetrics. Thank you so much, Podmetrics, for the support, and I urge everyone to support them as well.
And now, without further ado, please join us in welcoming Monsignor Achilles Dakay.
It's Friday, the last Friday of the month of September, September 29, the feast of the Archangel Michael, together with the two other archangels, Gabriel and Raphael. Today is the parish fiesta of the town of Argao, still belonging to the Archdiocese of Cebu, but sooner than we think, it shall belong to the new Diocese of Carcar. Today is their feast of the three archangels. Tomorrow is the feast of Saint Jerome, the monk in Jerusalem who translated from the manuscripts in Hebrew into books in Latin. The books of the Old Testament as well as of the New, the many books are called Biblia. Biblia means many books. Biblos means one book. The plural is Biblia. Saint Jerome, therefore, is our patron saint. We who are studying, we who are Bible students, this Bible, his book of books is called Vulgata, meaning for the popular consumption, for the consumption, for the reading of all peoples. And then September ends tomorrow, and then on Sunday, God willing, October 1, the 26th Sunday in ordinary time. And let us remember that during these Sundays in ordinary time, we are made to read and reflect on the five mysteries of light. This time, we continue to meditate on the third mystery of light, his proclamation of the kingdom of God or of heaven on earth. So that is it. But again, yes, we do stress, emphasize the Sunday sermon. Yes, but we are here to study, not to deliver a sermon, to study precisely the cycles ABC Gospels, the three of them, and we would like to highlight a point that may not be the usual and the traditional. Let us remember that our Lord Jesus was very positive in his preaching, and he was most practical. He was giving us lessons that were positive and were very practicable. So the gospel, for example, this coming Sunday, October 1, the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time, is Matthew chapter 21, verses 28 to 32. Please note that we are already in the last days of our Lord Jesus Christ's public life and ministry, which would last 3 years and a half. He would then be 33 years old, Jesus Christ. This gospel, written by Matthew, long after this has happened, long after the year 70 when Jerusalem was destroyed. But at this time, Jesus has entered the city of Jerusalem. Then he has gone into the temple. He has cleansed the temple, and his authority was questioned. That's why he challenged them, the Pharisees, the scribes, the high priests, the elders, to make up their minds. That's why he told parables, which we shall precisely study, the parable of the two sons. But let us first pray. Almighty Father, send your Holy Spirit upon us, that we may read your word with faith, reflect on it with hope, and follow it with and realize it with love, following your only begotten Son, from whom we find freedom, fulfillment, and the future with you forever. Amen. So now let us read or listen to the reading of Matthew 21, verses 28 to 32.
Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' He said in reply, 'I will not,' but afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him."
Thank you for reading for us the gospel for cycle A this year, according to Matthew. As I have just said, this is chapter 21, already on the last days of our Lord's public life and ministry. He is now challenging his audience, whoever they are, to make up their minds, for him or against him. So he taught them with authority this parable of the two sons. Remember that this parable only Matthew has written, but remember, Luke also has written a parable similar to this, but he calls it the parable of the prodigal son. So the same father and two sons. But I repeat, we should learn, we should study and learn a positive lesson, a practical lesson for us now. Because, well, originally the meaning of the parable was that the Jews before were the first to know God. But when Jesus came and invited them to take him as the Messiah, to believe in him as the Christ, they did not. So they said yes before and no now. But the tax collectors, the social outcasts, the sinners, were invited by Jesus. Some of them said no, but later on they said yes, they followed him. So here, I repeat, is a challenge. Now, what that is the challenge for us now? Are we represented by the son who said no, but later on said yes? Or by the other son who said yes, but later on said no? The positive and practical lesson here is that we should not be either the one or the other, but we should be with the other son who said yes and does yes. In other words, the lesson, the positive lesson here is for us that whenever we profess, we must practice. Whenever we promise, we must perform. That is the positive and practical lesson from here, because there are no more Pharisees and scribes or chief priests or elders. We are now in this world, in this life. So the challenge for us is, are we ready to profess and practice? Yes, we profess, I believe in one God, but are we behaving accordingly? Yes, we have been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, but are we behaving as baptized persons? This is the story, or the lesson behind the parable, the made-up story of the two sons, which is practically the same as the parable of the prodigal son. The prodigal son also said no by sinning against his father, by distancing himself from his father. But later on, he said, yes, I'm going back to my father. And therefore, he was represented by the son who said no and has become a follower of Jesus. So here, remember that Saint Matthew has also written similar parallel parables. The parable of the wheat and the weeds. The parable of the good and bad fish caught by the fishing net. The parable of the five wise virgins and five foolish virgins. And the parable of the sheep and the goats. These parables actually mean the same thing. The listeners of Jesus, we now who listen to him, must make up our minds. I repeat, once we profess, we must practice. Once we promise, we must perform. That, of course, is left to our freedom. We are gifted with the freedom to use, but we may also abuse and misuse it. In this gospel, in the cycle B gospel according to Mark, our Lord Jesus also has given us a lesson. He says that there will be among you who mortify their senses, and those of you who may allow your senses to cause you to sin. So make up your minds, he says. Are you causing others to sin, scandalizing them? Or are you motivated to mortify your senses of sight, hearing, of touch, of smell, and of taste? That is the lesson for us now. How we can, therefore, be more positive, and how can we practice what we profess? How can we perform what we have promised? That is the second gospel, the cycle B gospel according to St. Mark. And the third gospel, cycle C according to St. Luke, is again a parable of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he used then and is using for us now. A parable of a man, no name, a man who happens to be rich. No question about how he became rich. And a man named Lazarus. During their lifetime, this is precisely the situation. The rich man just ignored Lazarus right there at the doorstep of his house. The rich man did not do what he ought to do. But that is very negative. What then is the proper, positive, particular lesson that is being taught by this parable? That therefore, if we happen to have, which we do not own because we are stewards, we must be willing and able to share what we have, not to ignore, but to acknowledge the needs of others and to meet them. The rich must therefore also be concerned with those who have less or none at all. This is the positive reason. We cannot just say that's for before or the old times, but it is, this parable is for us now. Among us are rich and poor. The rich who have, but should be told that they do not own them. Now, hearing our Lord Jesus in this parable, must therefore be concerned with and care for the poor. This is the positive and practical lesson. Charity beyond justice. The rich man precisely was good as a rich man. He made good while living or working. That's right. But he is guilty of the sin of omission. He omitted what has to be done. He should have done what he ought to do. That's what we say. I confess in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. This is precisely what I mean, that from every gospel, every parable of our Lord, we should look for what is positive and practical or practicable for us now. So, disciples A, B, C, Gospels, according to Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they converse on this point, that therefore we should be more eager to learn what is positive and practical. The parables were told by Jesus during his lifetime and were written by Matthew during his lifetime, which is maybe 30, 40 years after Jesus had gone up to heaven, because they say that Matthew wrote his gospel, or the gospel of the Lord, after Jerusalem was destroyed in the year 70. Anyway, that should not matter as much, but what should matter, what we should really study and learn, how positive and practical the lessons taught by Jesus then. Since Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow, therefore his parables tell us the truth and nothing but the truth, which cannot be changed. So, we ask ourselves, how are we? Are we giving? Not only forgiving, but giving. Are we sharing? Are we professing, promising, and at the same time performing and practicing? This is it. So, we pray to God through the saints for this truth, that we have to perform what we promise, to practice what we profess. I have said this again and again, but this is precisely what we should do during this month of Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary, October. The parables of the sheep and the goats, the same thing. The sheep are the merciful and the goats are the merciless. So make up your mind if you want to be goat or sheep. The parable of the 10 virgins, you have to make up your minds. You want to be like the wise virgins or the foolish ones. Or the parable of the fishing net, are you the good fish or the bad fish? And the parable of the wheat and the weeds, are you like the wheat or the weeds? Are you like the son who said no and changed his mind to say yes? Or are you saying yes and then turn to no? The question is, make up your minds. Decide. Jesus is here during his last days of his public life and ministry. So he is now challenging all of us to make a decision. We who are now awaiting the day of the second coming, or the hour of our final going, whichever comes first. So here I pause for some of your questions or reflections.
And now, words from our sponsor. If you're a current podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, I want to share with you the tool that I use to help me monetize my podcast. It's called Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast's audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly to maximize your earning potential. Plus, you can track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and know how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze. So if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description box of this episode and use the referral code 500YOCCebu so you can monetize your podcast too. Thank you, Podmetrics. And now, back to our podcast.
Good morning, Mons.
Good morning.
Thank you for reminding of the feast days of our favorite saints and the three archangels. Indeed, we are prayed for and supported here on earth and above. Indeed, let us not forget to be saints ourselves in simple lives we live.
Yeah, precisely. I have tried to introduce, as if you did not know them, the saints of the last 4 days of September. We had San Lorenzo Ruiz. We have now Saint Jerome. Of course, we have the angels. Yes, they are our intercessors. They are our patron saints. We should ask them to pray for us that we too become saints, holy, segregated, set apart, made different.
Hello, Mons.
Hello.
In the Bible, only three angels are named. How about our guardian angels? Can we name them ourselves, or this is not sound doctrine? Thank you.
On October 2, by the way, is the feast of our guardian angels. And that they are the patron saints of the Cebu Metropolitan Parish, Cebu Metropolitan Cathedral Parish. I don't know of a name given to our guardian angels, but precisely, it's the other way around. We should have been named after names of saints and angels, but that is not necessary. That is not necessary for us to know who they are. But the fact is that we are given, each one of us, a guardian angel to whisper to our conscience all the time and be guided by them. That's very true. Tomorrow, Oben, on October 2, is the Feast of Guardian Angels. In the Metropolitan Cathedral at the background, you have four angels precisely carrying the name of Jesus, Savior of mankind. JHS. Though ye may be called our guardian angels too. But what can we do? Only three are named archangels: Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. So that's what is told us.
Good morning, Mons.
Good morning.
Thank you for your comforting and inspiring message today. It is comforting that we are not alone and are supported. I hope to try and mimic their good deeds too.
That's true. So, when we read a parable and study it, hopefully we should learn a positive lesson to live by, meaning to learn a practicable truth that may set us free. Remember, our Lord Jesus, the Ten Commandments, He reduced to two. And the don'ts, most of the Ten Commandments except the fourth, are don'ts. He reduced it to two positive commandments: love of God and love of neighbor. Be positive and be practical. That is what is meant.
Good morning, Mons.
Good morning.
I like what you said. What we profess, we practice. What we promise, we perform. Very easy to remember, but very difficult to do, especially if our spiritual life is lukewarm, distracted by problems and illness. Thank you for this deep reflection. It gives me a new hope to do better for Jesus.
That's right. So every time we attend Sunday Mass, when we all stand up to say, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, let us try to behave according to what we believe in one God, in Jesus Christ, in the Holy Spirit, the Catholic Church, etc. I know this is difficult, but we need precisely to practice this step by step, because an act, if repeated, becomes a virtue. A good act, a bad act, repeated, becomes a vice. So a virtue is repeated acts of goodness.
Good morning, Mons.
Good morning.
Other religions, like Protestant, do not agree that we pray and ask angels and saints for their intercession. What can you say about this, Mons?
Well, too bad for them, we might say. But it's good for us to go on believing that God created spiritual beings before He created human beings. Lucifer was there, created by God to be Lucifer, the carrier, the bearer of light. But he misused or abused his freedom, became proud, and was in a hurry to be like God. That's why Saint Michael fought him and asked, who is like God? That's what Saint Michael was saying as a slogan to defeat Lucifer. So God did not create Satan or the devil. He created Lucifer, and Lucifer made himself Satan or the devil.
Hello, Mons.
Hello.
I like this gospel when teaching my children to listen to me. I believe in following through with our words and listen to parents because we want what's best for our children, just like how God guides us and sends us our guardian angels.
Precisely within the domestic church, the family, we can be sure that there will be sons and daughters who profess, who promise, but do not practice or perform. How, therefore, you teach them with authority to develop them and by example. So parents must also give example of how to perform what you promise or how to practice what you profess.
Hello, Mons.
Hello.
Thank you for reminding us to always call on our guardian angel. We have stories regarding the intercession of angels who are sent by God to guard, guide, and help us. This is also the first prayer we use to teach our children.
Yeah.
Thank you again.
That's true. So, remember, schooling begins at home. The teachers in the public schools are just the secondary teachers. The first and foremost teachers are parents. So they must also be performers and practitioners, not just promising and professing this and that, but not doing them. Examples. Teach by examples. So, I hope we have said enough about this positive and practical lessons for us to learn and live by. And so we now ask God for His blessing. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, thank you again, and see you next Friday, God willing.
Wow, that was an amazing talk given by Monsignor Achilles Dakai. We are so grateful for the Lord for sending Monsignor Dakai to share God's word to all of us. We would like to thank again Monsignor Achilles Dakai, and also to our heartfelt gratitude goes to all of you who joined, interacted, and asked a question for Monsignor Dakai. Hear more from Monsignor Dakai again next weekend. This is once again the Gifted to Give podcast for your ears only. I am Brother Gian signing off. Have a blessed Sunday to all, and to God be the glory.
You have just listened to the Gifted to Give podcast with your host, Brother Gian, Brother John, and Father Jojo. Catch our next episode. This episode of the Gifted to Give podcast was brought to you by our sponsors. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to our Facebook page at 500 Years of Christianity, Archdiocese of Cebu. If you love the Gifted to Give podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review everywhere you listen to your podcast. Till next time.